Shalom Bayis Hey, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Okay, I heard B'shem Rav Bik that Rav Bik was maskim to be Masadik Kedushin for a Grusha, but not for a Garish. The reason is, in the sense that a woman, she gets divorced, you know, and something wrong with her, so that's, she's lave, mostly lave. She's not a Baal Seichel so much. So she can lose herself and do things wrong. So it's understood that she acts certain ways. Hashem came a man who's a Baal Seichel, and he's level-headed, and he acts in a certain way, and because the way he acts is the divorce. So then there's no hope for this person. He's going to do it again. He's going to do it again. And the lady is telling on really how the husband treats the lady. So he's asking to do it for a divorced woman. Now we mentioned in the beginning that there's a toiv legeva shisa oil, and it's that toiv shisa oil. Oil is a zu isha, and we mamish see how Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us an oil with we get married, and by most people, some people maybe not don't experience this, but by an isha nida, it's usually those that don't bother them at all, and those that are mamish tremendously in pain, and then there are those in the middle that have sometimes good, sometimes not. And there's so many different complications with it, and pains that come from it. It's as Rashi, it's the first Rashi in Tazria, Yudbeis Beis. Nidas Dvoisa, Madve V'choyli. Dvoisa means Madve V'choyli, She'en Isha Roy Adam, She'techle Roshe Ve'ivera Kvedna Aleh. Which means that she's in pain. And when a person is in pain, they're edgy and they're cranky and they can't think straight. And that is a lady comes every month when she reaches the nida, because also sometimes beforehand there's a premenstrual and after she has pains. So a person would just we have this AAA awareness and adapt to it. So then. Acceptance, awareness, and acceptance and adaptation. Right, a person would do that. So then he would realize that a person in pain is. Everybody knows that people in pain have a hard time to control themselves, and they say things that they don't really mean, and it's hard for them to concentrate. And even though they say, well, they're born that way, that they're created that way, and therefore they're used to it, it's true that women are able to survive pain more, and that's why women have a longer lifespan than men, because they're able to survive pain more. And you hear stories of a person loses a wife, and the husband is completely broken, and he dies. Laleinu. And you don't hear less stories about that, but by women, the other way. But still, even though they can be cervical pain, but no matter what, pain hurts, and pain causes the person not to concentrate. And they have all these koyavim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this in our lap, these types of pains. And laleinu, a person who a wife doesn't has a problem with not having children, or whatever the problem is. Not having children, so that's a constant pain. The husband can be misaled from that by going to yeshiva, going to work, and during the work hours he is not doesn't think about it. Again, the lady, the home host of her is that term host, and therefore it's on her mind constantly. Basically, it's painful when she goes to the simcha. It's painful. They give a bracha. It's painful, and they don't give a bracha. It's also painful because they don't know what they you can't win with them. Sometimes it hurts to give a bracha. It hurts to doesn't give a bracha. And a person has younger siblings that are constantly having simchas and simchas. It's a tremendous pain, and when a person is in pain, it causes a lot of it affects the person, and a person has to realize that. It's important to know that a person, they say a person is married a certain amount of years is without children. It's not 2, 3, 4 years. It's 24 months. It's 36 months. It's 48 months. It's a different way of looking at it. It's a constant pain. And so if other people, men also, but with women, the keres habayis is feels the pain more. Unless he has a hadracha from Gdol Yisrael how to deal with the situation. And Hashem should give everybody children, but a person has to realize that the pains of a woman and also a woman that has that's pregnant is also a constant pain. Someone told me that Marshall, you take a bowling ball and tie it to your stomach and walk around for 24 hours and see how it feels. Right? So the body is used to it better and it's able to stay to carry it better than a bowling ball. But it's a constant pain. It's a constant fear. I didn't feel the baby. Let's run. They run to the hospital. Oh, I get to the hospital. I feel the baby. I'm going to go back. Right? And it's on the mind and it bothers people and it's a situation and that's later it's painful. And a person in your mind came to me and says he's depressed, comes home every single day. dark. Winter, it's mamish dark, not at light. It's dark. Why? His wife's in bed. She's expecting, and sometimes people have very extreme cases. She can't get out of bed the entire time. She's nauseous. She's sick. He comes home. It's dark. No lights. She couldn't have kach turn the lights. He comes home. There's no food. There's nothing. She's sleeping. It's very bad for him. But imagine her. She can't feel she's doing anything. I know a young man that when his wife used to constantly throwing up, tremendous throwing up, and he'd give her breakfast, and then after breakfast he'd run to get the basin to catch it from before it hit the floor, and sometimes it's very extreme. So I learned how to cut an apple in the dark from wake up. I need an apple, so I learned how to cut apples in pitch black. But you have to be aware that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave this to a person in all matzavim, and then they have Leilenu postpartum. I have a relative that his brother went off his wife went off the derech after she had a child, because she went a little crazy and then she went off the derech. Obviously, Mastama, there was something in her that wasn't so good to begin with. She wasn't like Yishalmi that Molev goes Torah in Yir Shemaim. But that brought her out to meet that thing, and she went off the derech and they got divorced because of it. And he took the child, and it came out to be so extreme. The other cases that the parent, the wife hits the child, and they have to, the husband has to stay home and be shomer the child, so the wife shouldn't hit the child. Those are extreme cases, but there are less extreme where a young man has to stay home for a couple months to second seder to watch his wife to make sure. And the less extreme, but there is a pain, and the reason is because the body is like flooded with hormones. When they become pregnant, the body's flooded with a tremendous amount of hormones. And then when it gives birth, so then it's like you're stopping all that drugs. A person stops drugs, he has withdrawal. And sometimes a withdrawal, you need to go to therapy for the withdrawal. Some people you don't, but there is a withdrawal. And again, we are faced with this. Akash Baruch Hu gave us this Bria, this Isha, with all these different things. And we have to say, that is mamish totally of Yisrael. It's not her fault. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know anything. We have no clue. We're getting involved in. And also, we have all these different things that jump on us. And it's mamish pashit that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us without any. That's how Hashem wants us to be noig in our life, to be noig for oil. And Rosh Hashanah Pinchas says a very chashuva gather. He said, women, they're called roiv of their life. They are in pain. Men, their klal, until they get older, are not in pain. Because a man has to learn Torah. Torah has to be done with Tzilas Hadas, with the Yishuv Hadas, without pain. So remember, that's their klal, until he gets older, he doesn't have pain. Mashkena lady is a symbol, sign of Tefillah. Tefillah comes through Tzar. That's where Mohus is that way, the Ovis and the Mois, the Tefillah. So that they have that pain. But we have acquired to have Nois well. Like this week's parasha, the end of the parasha speaks about that by my entire Kadosh Baruch Hu showed that he has a livnas asap here to show that he was nois ba'ol and klai yisrael b'shas sees b'shas the shibah mitzrayim. Now, what does that have to do with Kabbalah Satorah? Because chelik of Kabbalah Satorah is nois ba'ol. If you don't have nois ba'ol, then Hashem could have showed a lot of different things by Matan Torah. But Hashem showed nois ba'ol is because that's a chashav chelik of Kabbalah Satorah is nois ba'ol. And Hashem gave us a lady that we have to have all different types of pains, all different situations, and we have to be nois ba'ol. The Alter Rebbe Kalem says that a tzlacha b'Torah is totally in how a person nois ba'ol. He says a chel gadol b'chachma is nois ba'ol is totally in chachma. If you're marking yourself from chachma, then you're marking from the mila mizmaila. That's why it's chelik of the memches kinyonim is nois ba'ol, because the more chachma a person acquires, the more nois ba'ol he has to have. If he doesn't have nois ba'ol, then he's lacking chachma. And then Rucham says, Kol mitzvah atar kulim mitzvahu shemid zu harhi yisoyde v'atara v'yisoyde shalom mitzvahs. So now the Chazal says Kol shari b'la'isha shari b'la'i tayra. It's mamish. Because a person without a person, even though he learns about smada when he's a bacher, but the maisi doesn't have the nois ba'ol, extreme nois ba'ol he has after he gets married. A Kadosh Baruch Hu puts him into a situation where he's mukhrak, even if he has the best eishes chayal, does everything mamish mesiris nefesh gomer, but the maisi, the pains and everything, that's normal life, and that is a normal way of nois ba'ol. We have to listen, we have to lishmoya and be margish. We don't understand it. Now, sometimes I feel if a person has a sick with a stomach virus, she should think about his wife when she's expecting. That's the same feeling. Then she know exactly how it feels to be nauseous for 5 months. So some people have it mamish extreme. And it's because the Kosh Baruch Hu wants us to shtaig, and that is how we have to realize it. About the, it's for Bnei Aliyah like us. We have to realize that in order to shtaig, Kosh Baruch Hu put this matzah of Nisiyas Ba'al. That's why Kol Shari B'Leish, Shari B'Leish Torah, is because without Nisiyas Ba'al, it's not shaykh to have Torah. Now, there's a Nochazach which makes it very hard for us to, about that this is, it's just, say it's easy to say, but it's very hard to apply because sometimes, you know, when we're getting screamed at, even though someone's in pain, but we're getting screamed at, it's very hard to deal with. But you know, a person in Atlanta has to go to the hospital and they deal with people, sick patients, they also scream and they're very frustrated and hurt, and you realize it doesn't bother you so much because they're in pain. The person would realize that from his wife, a lot of times the screaming is not at you, it's just they just need are frustrated. But another reason why it's very hard for us to help out and do things in the house is because, as I call it, the Shimi Ben Gera syndrome. Shimon ben Gera, he lived his entire life in Yerushalayim, never stepped foot out of Yerushalayim. David HaMelech told Shlomo HaMelech that he cannot die a normal death. So what did Shlomo tell him? Shlomo said to Shimon ben Gera, because Shimon ben Gera is Mechayer for David, so he's Chayev Mar Malchus, he told him, you are usher to leave Yerushalayim. And if you leave Yerushalayim, I'm going to kill you. Okay, you know, why should he be Chayesh? Anything? He never had to leave Yerushalayim ever. So what's B'chal Chashash? So the Tanakh says that the sheep went out, they went out, Ramash, little out of Yerushalayim, he got caught, and he got killed. So the question is, why did he, Moiser Nefesh, to go get a little sheep? What was the, you know, his whole life he never went out, and now he's going to go kill him, put himself in matzah of Sakonis, Nefashis, to get a sheep? The Teretz is a tale for Chaim Shulevitz, that, Kozman, you could do what you want, you're beseder. Once someone says you can't do something, then you're going to do it. And you have a rutzen to do connected. So we have, we know ourselves as wonderful bachrim and gvaldik bali chesed and everything. And we look at ourselves as very special people. And now we're married. And now we have to help. And now we have a satcha connected. And there's no way I'm helping. I spoke to a relative of mine that his son was very helpful by a kiddush of mine. So I said, his mom is very, very helpful. He says, yeah. Except for Zayin Kroivim, he's helpful. Anybody else, me, his wife, my wife, my children, his sister, he's not helping at all. Because why? Because he has to do it. You have to help parents, you have to help your sister, you have to help your brother, so you have to help your wife. So therefore, you're not going to do it. Once it's free, mandatory, he comes with big bags of shopping for me, you know, willing, whatever, what's next? It's gewalding, right? It's because I look at him as a big about chesed. Mashenki, when you have to do it, so it, you know, I don't want to do it anymore. And plus the fact, it makes you have a certain pride. A person thinks I'm a tremendous chasher person, and now I have to do it. So it took away the whole mila. Here's a man, right? He stands. I'm going to do my favor. I'm going to take out the garbage, right? He thinks he's really great. You know, it's mamish. Like maybe he'll get a smiley sticker, or a star. Like he's really dimmed. Maybe people get a standing ovation for taking out the garbage. And then his wife is about to do it. His wife says, "Yankel, take out the garbage." So no, I don't want to take out the garbage now. Right? Also, there's a fight. I don't want to take out the garbage. And he'll say, you don't have to tell me what to do, I know what to do. And you know, all the Midas Reis are coming up because right now he took from this mamish grace about chesed, you know, the for Klai Yisrael's biggest about chesed, and turned into now like, you gotta do it, and the wife looks at you that if you don't do it, you're doing the wrong thing. And it happens all the time. Wife says, you plan to do something, wife says it, says, I thought about myself. I mean, think about it, it's very babyish, shall we say, so what? But because it took away from us a whole chashivas of what we're planning to do right now. And Mela, that's why it's sometimes very hard for us to do things because we have to do it. And a lot of times we did when we were Bachrim was because we felt mamish, we're the gift to the entire world, we're doing chesed, and here is a real chesed Israel because we have to do it. It's not a steer to chesed, but since we have to do it, so therefore we lose the geschmack and all the brand to do it. And we realize, if you think about it for a second, is, you know, so what she told you, so therefore what? We get involved in ourselves, we get makas, and we don't think straight. So that is also a very chashuv nakuda. Another nakuda is the mahos of a lady. Once when I was dealing with I bought my deer from a Sfarash Rav. So I had a certain tine on him, so I went to I called the lady lawyer, and I called her up, and he called up him up, and he says, called me up and said, listen, do you want to spend the next 2 years every Monday and Thursday in a din Torah, in a bez din, in a court? So just forget about that lady. So he tells me a line: women nukva are din. No, women are din. Don't keep her out of it, and let's take care of it between you and me, and just forget about it. So that's what we did. But it came to Hakar that women are, it's brought down that women have Mahus's din. If you look in Chazal, three places in Shas, which in Nunhei and Shabbos, and Megillah, Tezov and Beis, and Sanhedrin Sadik Dal, when it says Midas Hadin, it says Amra Midas Hadin, Lashon Lekeva. A lady is Midas Hadin. What does that mean, ladies Midas Hadin? Midas Hadin is Pashas, Midas Hadin means the facts without any Rachmanis. A person, you went shopping, there's no mashloach today, and you come home schlepping six packages and schlepping, huffing and puffing, and come, you put it on the table, and she goes, where's the corn syrup? You got the corn syrup? Oh, I forgot the corn syrup. You forgot the corn syrup? You invite six bachim, and they don't bring the corn syrup? Well, and maybe you should make Shabbos. And he said, Anna, like, I bought six packages, like, you're thinking, you know, and you're screaming and screaming, where's the thank you? And you think to yourself, so tomorrow I'm going to go 10 boxes of corn syrup, I'm going to smash them on the floor, I'm going to drown you in corn syrup. And you're going to be in the new headlines, husband drowns wife in corn syrup. But what's the pshat? Because the din is, that's din. Din is, right, you forgot corn syrup, so that's din. But that's the way a woman, that's her mahus, that's her nature, looking at din. Or you clean dishes and she picks up and there's a fork with like one speck of dirt there. Says, this is clean? That's not clean. I can't do anything without me, the whole house will fall apart. Saying, yeah, it's a Baruch Hashem, you know, we should take it. What's a pshat? Also, that's din, that's a nature. A person has a nature din. They're more exacting, and we have to realize that. So what do we have in mind? Okay, so I'm gonna show her that when she does dishes, so I'm going to, I found a dirty cup. So you're going to go and show her, look, it's a dirty cup. Then you say, I can't do that. I'm not a baby. You know, you don't want to show her off because you don't have that meat in you. Or if you do show her, so what happens is this dinner for carrot. Oh, you never. All you do is complain. And everything I do is wrong. This and that. And you never look at anything. All you look at that one thing. That's also din. It's two ways to look at the same din. But we don't. We have to realize that that is a nature of a lady is to see things exact. We have lumdish. We have a chmanis. We have that. We have a different mahus than a lady. Lady Kadosh Baruch Hu made that in a lady. And if we realize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu made that in a lady, so it makes it easy also that's her metzias, that's the midas hadin, and we have to realize. I saw a very chashuv zaken in a couple of kumis. Our Zur Tower brings down from a Chesed of Lavrom, which is an earlier Achron, that midas yisbarach mida keneged mida kafishim esnaig im a Kadosh Baruch Hu ishtoi misnages imoy. This is mamish a litmus test how a person is noig with ben olam mokim. Says kavod shem chazal zocha ezer loy zocha connecto shemaredes kiboy kamoishu married b'koinai. So a person would realize that sometimes someone who has a very very shver shalom bayis problems. He told me this. He says he knows this. He saw it. And he realizes it, but it's still too hard for him. And he says he's not willing to be vater. Okay, they have a whole. His wife screams at him this, and he's not maskim. And his wife brings him to his rav, and his rav tells listen to your wife. And he says, I'm not listening to you. We're not listening to you. Okay, he has a hard time listening. So that's his nature. And Mela, his wife screams at him. It's mamash. There you see Klar. It's not he's a little extreme, but. But Yaakov Hillel brings down on a sefer Moira Espa, which is a chidah. He brings down from a sefer. Vaiter, a person has to realize that a person does things wrong, his wife goes connected him. And he brings a zayir. When a person is chayte, then his wife is in charge. Maybe that's why they work today, because we're chayte so much. I don't know, sure, but we see that there's a musig that we Kadosh Baruch Hu Mamash give us. This is a litmus test. This is a noise. Is that we have to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing us something. He brings down from the Yaakov Hillel, brings down from the Baal Shem Tov, that a person nishab lashon hara as midah connected midah hashagam he bechinas dibur, and we all know what that means, right? That is bechinas dibur. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave her 9 kavim of speech, and if we are Baal lashon hara, then Kadosh Baruch Hu uses against us. And he brings a mishle tezayin zayin. B'tzoyis Hashem darkei ish gam oyvev yishal yashlem itoy. A person is maratza Kadosh Baruch Hu, then his oivav. So after Bereishis Rabba, oivav ishtoy pela, huh? It's the enemy. But we have to realize again that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us something that's the way, as Rigdon Miller said, that used to be that a person has to go to Gullis, used to go travel miles and doing, like the going went in different countries and in the snow, so that we can go home and our wife can criticize us, and that's our Gullis. And sometimes it's very hurting, but we see from here that it's a hechatimsa to be oila. And he brings that the maisa with the Rizal. The Rizal, the person went to Rizal, that he said this can't be Sarah's wife screaming. Can't be Sarah's wife screaming. So the reason I told him that you should know that in the other Gilgal, you were the wife, and she was the husband, and you mistreated him. Now you have to accept it. You have to now accept it, the rebuke, the screaming from her, and that's what's happening in your neshama. So he's very happy. Oh, this is the tick in my neshama. So he went home, and his wife is screaming at him, and he's like getting happier. Oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. He's getting ticking and ticking and ticking. And his wife's hopping something's over here. His son's wrong. He says, what's going on over here? He says, I'm not telling. So I'm like, no, I wanted you to tell what's going on. So he finally, the choice he says, the reason I said this is, you're my ticking. He says, never. I'm going to be the best wife, Shaykh. As long as you're not going to have any ticking. And that's it. He gets all. He runs back to the Rizal. He says, I'm lost now. I have a ticket for neshama. He says, right now, until now, was the get of Azer Kenegdoi. It was Azer. It was Kenegdoi. Until now, Tkufa's Kenegdoi. Now you pass the test, now you have it. It's Azer. So a person would realize that Kosh Baruch was giving him an assign. Okay, so now we don't have the Rizal coming and telling us this is our ticket. But about that, everything's been a smile. Like Abaye Finkel said, that everybody's wife's smiles and chesronis are for us. So if we would just realize that this is for our greatest ticket, then we'd be servile. But with Elamai, we think that this is where it's not for us and not, and I can't be servile and this and that. But about the extreme cases of an irregular, normal, everyday house on Hoga, we have to realize that it's the best thing for us. And it's the best for our shleimus. If we realize it for our shleimus, then it will cause us to accept things and be able to do things better in the house, and things that are being said will be able to overlook them and be above these things. Nachazach, what Vigdimil says again, is be realistic. A person has to be realistic in thinking what's going to happen at home, and he has to be realistic what's going behind. That's what I mentioned in the beginning. Vigdimil said that you make it before you step in the house, he's looking to make a shvu to the door of the knob. That's what he's lashon. He said that whatever goes inside the house is I'm going to be soivel. Right? You're coming from a good day of learning and you were not masich, you had no idea what's going on at home, and she's kind of the whole day she has the tsaris, not tsaris, a normal tsagi lebanim or loyleno loy tsagi lebanim, and it's on her mind, it's weighing on her mind tremendous amounts of time. And you were busy other things. So now you come and you have before you come into the door, you have your stomach, which you have want to eat, and her ritzinus, which she needs to be taken care of because of what the hard day that she had. So it's minarai that you should be mevater for her. Besides that, it's minarai to realize that things happen and not everything should be so fine and dandy when you step into the next, when you go into that to your house. He said a case of a young man was coming home Friday. And he didn't know this, he saw it, that he should be realistic and expect things to happen. And what happened was that she was cleaning up for Shabbos, and the child stuffed the toilet bowl and flushed it, and it flooded the whole dining room, and she was busy mopping the dining room floor, and the children were busy dancing around in the sewage, and whatever, in the toilet bowl. They're jumping up and down, up and down. And she's busy trying to, and he walks in, and he's, so, if he would have had an episode of COVID race, and then know what's going on. So he walks in and says, what is this? I'm a shug in the house? So that did it. She took them up and smashed them over the head. And that was the beginning of the end. They finally, she went berserk, and they finally got divorced. But okay, in extreme cases, but we have these cases happen slowly in small ways that we have to come home, don't always think about ourselves, and we have to think about the other people that are behind the door and be realistic, right? Not everything is so like just like schmuck as we think it's supposed to be, and it's, the exact forks and the knife and the arms and the grapefruit mamish cut and everything beautiful. It doesn't work that way, and life has all different expectations and everything, and some children, not everything, every child, is... Four, three children and 16 fights and this and that, and we have to be realistic. And one person realistic, and he doesn't, if he's involved in himself and he cares only about himself, so that's what he's interested in. He's interested in himself, so when he comes to the house, he's interested in himself. So all these things bother him because he's interested in himself. But if he's interested in helping, and if he realizes that there's an oil here, and he's being realistic, then when he comes to the house, then he has a whole different attitude. Okay, like I mentioned once to somebody, that sometimes in my house, there's an afternoon routine. One day, another day, is which I use a fleshika fork or a milkika fork to smear my peanut butter. But the person has to realize that sometimes things don't go the way you want, and if the person more realizes it, then it makes it easier and makes it capable of being building shalom bayis.